It was all a bit difficult, really. In fact, the whole journey's been difficult. I mean, I used to observe disabled people and think, oh, you're just a moaning mini. That was my view, you know, I can just, come on, put a smile on your face, come on. It's not that bad. But actually, when you start getting into the throes of life, and you realise you can't find the house, and you've got, and your PA's giving you a hard time, or they're not turning up, or there's a recruitment to do, and oh, then you've got to get something repaired, or your wheelchair's broken down, or, and everything is a hard slog. Very slowly, that smile gets wiped off your face. And I think there's a misconception that actually, if you have a disability, everything's done for you. I think that's how society tends to think. You know, if they see a disabled person getting out of a car, they never say that person's worked for that car, or they bought it with their own money. But, oh, you had to pay for that, did you? Oh, I thought, you thought what? You thought I'd get that for free, did you? Oh, I see. And yeah, you can apply that same mentality to houses and wheelchairs, and it's always somebody else behind pulling strings. But actually, I think as a disabled person, we have to work really hard, you know, to make an impression at work. You have to go above and beyond often to get noticed. Everything is more expensive generally. There are lots of hidden costs attached to disability.